USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nine Phoenix police officers were injured and five were shot during an altercation Friday that unfolded following an original call of a woman who had been shot in a home. A suspect opening fire on the first officer on the scene and then shot at other officers as they tried to rescue a baby left outside the front door by another individual. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams, speaking about the incident late Friday afternoon, expressing her anger.
A baby innocently in the middle of a barrage of gunfire. This has to stop.
The FDA is giving the green light to a new monoclonal antibody drug. The drug has been found effective against the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The FDA giving emergency use authorization for the drug to be used in both adult and pediatric patients. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The FDA is issuing a recall on rapid COVID-19 tests made in South Korea because they were imported illegally. The FDA saying the standard Q COVID-19 AG home test kits manufactured by SD Biosensor have not been approved or authorized by the U.S. government. Officials say if you have one of these test kits, throw it away immediately. If you have already used one, the FDA says to get retested with an approved kit from the list that can be found at FDA.gov. Consumer sentiment is seeing a sharp decline. The University of Michigan's early reading for this month fell more than 8% from January, its lowest level in a decade. The survey noting the stunning decline reflects less confidence in the government's economic policies, with nearly half of all consumers expecting less income this year. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and while many couples plan to celebrate with flowers this year, they may have a little more trouble than usual finding their favorites. It's an issue that's plaguing all industries right now, and the floral business is no exception. Supply chain hiccups. Heather Sullivan, owner of DeRosha Florists in Massachusetts, says she began planning for Valentine's Day around Christmas. As far as why she had to prepare so early and what the big delay is, she says,
there's just been so many challenges across the board at, you know, really every step of the way, from the grower to transportation, airlines, trucking. So just every step we've had a little bit of a hurdle. We started experiencing this last big holiday was Mother's Day, and we really saw a flower shortage then. So we were preparing for it this time.
More men than women are making their way back to the workforce.
Men 2-1 outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.